We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Lamar Campbell. Lamar, how's it going?
Man, it's going great, man. I'm so excited about a lot of things that are going on right now, and, you know, I just can't tell it all.
Hey, I know
that's
right.
But I will try to tell a few things, so.
Where have you been? That's my question.
Okay, that's the, you know, one of the top Lamar Campbell questions of the day.
Hey.
Yeah, but, man, to be honest, I've been around. But, you know, just a little to back up a little bit. You know, of course, I lived in Houston. I was in Houston for 5 years. And then I moved back to Indianapolis to hang out with my parents. So, you know, after, you know, I've been recording and doing a lot of music for, you know, a lot of years. And, you know, sometimes you just have to take a break and pull away from it. And, you know, God called me to come back and hang out with my parents as they're getting older and they had some health challenges. So it's been a blessing to be able to kind of put, you know, some of the things in ministry that I've been doing on the back burner to be able to assist my parents. And, you know, and all we do is about ministry. So, you know, if you can't, you need to take a minute to minister to your own family, then what are we doing trying to go all across the world, you know, trying to tell somebody about Jesus? So that's the long story, but and it's been a blessing. So I'm grateful to be in position to be able to do that.
Tell us about Open the Sky. What is this project all about?
Man, Open the Sky is a simple message, and God put it on my heart just as, you know, I had taken time away, you know, from the industry, not away from him or not away from ministering, but, you know, kind of the industry as we kind of see it, to be able to reflect. And one of the things that I wanted to be clear on was that, you know, sometimes you sing the stuff and you say the stuff, you say all the right things and you know how to be a church boy and all that kind of stuff. But do we really believe it? Do we really, you know, put our faith to the test? And during this period, one of the things that God really revealed to me is a lot of times we don't, our faith doesn't meet his word is because we don't understand how great he is. And if we really understood how great he was, then we would understand all that he could do. And when our faith matches his word, then we literally do live under an open sky. So this is about the believers really believing the word of God, and instead of asking for bill money and gas money and money to make it to the end of the week, to ask what we will according to his will and believe that it shall be done. So this is about asking God for those big blessings and believing that God really is going to come through.
Our guest is Lamar Campbell. Lamar, let's talk about the power of love. Tell us about that song and the power of love.
Man, first of all, we can't even talk about the power of love until we really understand that Jesus is love. So when we say the power of love, we're really talking about the power that Jesus has put in love. And with everything that's going on in our world today, in our communities, we're hearing about all these shootings, and we're hearing about all the things that are happening. Even this water situation, and all of the stuff that's going on around us. But you know, the power is still in love. You know, we've been searching for all different kinds of solutions, and we've been trying to rationalize it, and we've been trying to put policies in place, and we're trying to, you know, come up with new rules and guidelines to go by. But the simple answer to the question is love. And the reason why we think it's important that we have to sing about it now, and that it's important that people are playing this message and putting it in the airwaves, is because people have forgotten. And it's about people believe what they see, and we see so many negative things on TV until we're believing that that's all that's out there for us. But if we go back to the cross and how Jesus came to show us how to live and how to love each other unconditionally. As a matter of fact, my favorite line of the song simply says, "The same love that wouldn't let Jesus come down from the cross still has the power to set us free." So we got to keep believing in the power of love. Love literally brings people back to life. And when we take love out of the equation, we really don't have an answer. So that's why this song is so powerful, the power of love.
What is a two-part question? What is something that you love about the industry and something that you really don't like about the industry?
Well, what I love about the industry is it's a family. It's a family, and it has been a blessing to me down through the years. And it's a vehicle that we have to be able to get the message of Jesus Christ out to the people. Now, what I would say the con side to that is, that would be the pro, so this would be the con side, is that people get so caught up in what the industry can do or how the industry can make or break a person, and you get so caught up into the lights, camera, action of the ministry until a lot of our young artists are believing in what they see as opposed to really trying to start off by having a ministry first. This is not just about the performance of the music. This is about being able to bring your experiences to the table that touch the hearts and minds of many, many people. And it's not just about the run. It's not just about what you wear. It's not just about where you are on the charts. And it's not just about you know, being on television. So, you know, sometimes the industry kind of glorifies it, and you feel like if you're not one of the celebrated artists or at the top of the charts, that you don't even have a ministry. And that's a very false look at what gospel music is all about.
Let's talk about some of your songs. You've got some great songs. You've written and recorded some great songs. What are some of your favorite songs?
Man, well, I have to say, being able to record more than anything has to be, you know, I have to put that right at the top of the list, because that song has translated to so many people in so many different languages, and being able to be blessed to be the one that God would have to introduce that song to the world is awesome. And you know, there are several other songs. I think one of my favorite songs is called "I Really Am Grateful," and that song really comes out of a place of, you know, there's a difference between saying thank you and showing gratitude. And sometimes we just say thank you without giving a thought of how all of this came about. Being grateful to me really says that I understand everything it took for you to get me to this point, and because I understand that, I'm humbled and I want to tell you thank you. So that's one of my favorite songs. There's another song, "Closer." It's a great song for me because I remember writing that at 3 o'clock in the morning. Wow. And it was one of those writer's periods down in Nashville, and I was about to give up on writing for that particular weekend. And as I packed up all my stuff and got ready to go and leave out the door, you know, the Holy Spirit just tugged at my heart and said, you have not done what you're supposed to be here to do. And that's when I fell on my face before the Lord. And I could hear him. I said to him, well, God, what do you want me to tell your people? And I could hear him say clearly back to me, tell them how you really feel. And that's when the words, today I want to be closer to you than I've ever been before, came forth. So that's how that's. So there's so many deep testimonies behind a lot of these songs, and I know they have blessed so many people. And, you know, I'm just glad to still be around and still be relevant and still be able to put out music that's still continuing to bless the body of Christ and unbelievers as well.